Tarlhurst End Podcast.
Read the blog
on thetarlhurstend.com.
Hello and welcome to the Tarlhurst End Podcast Extra in association with Get Reading for Friday the 13th of February 2015. My name is Dan Wimbush, editor of thetarlhurstend.com, and I'm joined, as always, by Get Reading's Charles Watts. Charles, how are you?
I'm very good, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. I've just noticed it's Friday the 13th, though, so got to be on our guard. Jem Karachan should be nowhere near anything that can cause him an injury. And no football agent or football club should be anywhere near Royston Drenthe. But anyway, let's move on. It's been an interesting week on the pitch, not so much off it. So it should be a fairly short, sharp show today. All started well. I don't think we gave Reading too much of a prayer up at Wolves, but they go and win. And then the game where we think, oh, well, that should be an easy 3 points against Leeds, is a defeat. So, Charles, to me, this is the very definition of a mid-table side. What say you?
Very much so. I think it just sums up the season, doesn't it? Really just start to get a little bit of belief, a little bit of optimism, and then it suddenly gets all sucked out of you with one Tuesday night defeat at home. But, as I said, the story of the season, I think none of us really expected too much from the Wolves game. I mean, to be fair, actually, saying that, I thought they'd get a point. I didn't think they'd go there and win. And they were superb, absolutely brilliant. Second half especially, they took the game to Wolves. It just looked a real threat every time they went forward and deservedly got the win. And then just raised our expectations a little bit too much, I think, for Tuesday night. We all expected 3 points against Leeds. And in the end, it was a very disappointing night, a defeat, a deserved defeat. And it's just, as I said, taking the wind out of everyone's sails a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think a few people might have been getting a little bit. I saw a few people start talking about playoffs and things like that, but it would have taken an absolutely phenomenal run. And the Leeds game shows that this isn't a squad that's equipped to do it. Unfortunately, I'm of the opinion now that this team, for me, has got too many 6 out of 10 players and not enough 7 or 8 out of 10 players. They're a squad that's not really going to let you down, but they're not a team that's going to, you know, really put on the burners and go on a run. They're just lacking that spark for me.
I think so. I think they're just lacking a little bit of belief as well. I think this season's just sort of dragged any belief there is just out of them, and it's just a real struggle when they go behind or things aren't working for them. Then they struggle to raise themselves, and I think it's just the story of the season. It's been a really disappointing one. It's been a very difficult, long one, arduous one, and it's taken its toll, and confidence is low. I think when they sort of get a bit of belief behind them and get confidence in them, as we saw at Molineux, they can play well, but when things are going against them, they fall a goal behind, and then it's a struggle. It's just a shame, as you said. I think we're going to have to put up with this for the rest of the season now. Hopefully the FA Cup can give us a little bit of reprieve from what's been a difficult campaign in the Championship.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, fans were a little bit surprised. Well, I think they were surprised twice, really. First of all, I think you were surprised that Reading actually stayed 4-4-2 going up to Molineux. But then, even more baffling is the fact that Steve Clarke went and changed it. Yeah. Put in an extra midfielder and dropped Cox. Did Clarke give any hint as to... Obviously, he's not a man that's very fond of explaining himself. But did he give any sort of hints as to why that happened when he spoke to him at Hogwood yesterday?
No, not really. I mean, it was a complete surprise. I thought, going to Molineux, I thought the extra midfielder would come in and they'd go three in the central positions. And he stuck with it, just had two there, and it worked. And then, obviously, at home against a struggling Leeds side, you think they'd probably go through it with that one, but it was complete opposite. And instead, the extra midfield man comes in, Cox drops to the bench, and Pogs on his own up front. It was a strange one. Clarke obviously had his reasons. He said that he sees the players each day in training. He knows when players need a rest, and that's what he's done in the last couple of weeks. He's looked at the stats that he gets and looked at what he sees with his eyes in training. And obviously, he felt people like Robson Carnew and Simon Cox needed a rest on Tuesday night. And so he went for the three in midfield, and unfortunately, it didn't work out.
Looking ahead then to tomorrow's game at Derby, I mean, what sort of team changes do you think we'll see? Do you think we'll see a return to that 4-4-2? Do you think we'll see the likes of Mikael Anderson come back in goal? Or is it going to be every man in, all hands on deck?
I think Feds will be in goal. I mean, I said that to Steve yesterday. I was like, is it the FA Cup? Is this going to have an effect on your team selection? We've seen it with a lot of clubs this season. Well, not just this season, in the last few seasons. And he says, no, he's taking it, just looking at it as a game. But he is looking at it as there's obviously 3 Tuesday night matches coming up in a row now. He said it wouldn't matter if it was the Cup or the League on Saturday, but he would still be looking a few games ahead and know in his head what he's going to do with his squad for those games. So I think we probably will see a little bit more rotation tomorrow. I think we'll probably see a little bit more rotation over the coming weeks just because of the number of games in a short space of time. But I don't think he'll be looking at it as playing a weakened team tomorrow. I think it's a game that he very much wants to go and win. I think Feds will be in goal. I mean, he was left out against Huddersfield, but he came back in for the Cardiff game, and I'd see that again. And I'd imagine Cox would come back in. I just think it worked so well away at Wolves last time, the way they played, and they looked such a real threat on the break. And I do wonder if he'll revert to type for this one.
What about the Yak then? Took a bit of a blow on his debut. Yeah,
I know. Took like 2 minutes. He broke his nose. Welcome to the Championship.
how's he looking for Saturday? Any chance of him taking part?
I would think he'd take part, but I'm not sure he'll start. I'd be surprised if he starts, but you never know. I mean, we've only seen a fleeting appearance of him so far, haven't we? And Steve Flott sees him in training and will know if he's ready to put in a 60-70 minute shift. I'd be surprised. I think he'll probably stick with Pav.
What about some of the other injury doubts? Obviously, there was reports of Jem Karachan, a little bit of a niggle. Obviously, Anton Ferdinand, Chris Gunter, more longer-term absentees.
They're still out. Danny Guthrie looks like he's coming back. I mean, he stopped short of saying that to us yesterday. He sort of written media that he was going to be back. He said that he's back with the squad and back training and working his way back to full fitness. But afterwards, it's sort of looking at quotes he's given to the website. It seems like he could well be in contention for Saturday. So that's a boost, another central midfield option for Steve Clark to look at. But at the other injured players, I think we're still as you were with those ones. Danny's the only one we've got a chance of seeing tomorrow.
Yeah, so no chance of Jem on the bench then?
No, not yet. He's working his way back. I mean, he issued a tweet, didn't he, last week, Jem, after the stories started coming out that he'd had a little bit of a setback, and he said that he'll be back on the training pitch very soon. It's nothing serious, and Steve Clark played it down as well, said it's nothing to do with the actual cruciate problem he had. It's on the same knee, but it's nothing to do with the cruciate problem. And I think everyone expects to see Jem back fairly quickly.
Yeah, and you do see these players pick up little niggles and stuff, especially after so long out, because they're just not used to going through the full contact routine and stuff. So as long as it's not related to the actual injury, I don't think there's anything to be too panicked about.
I think so. You know, the fact is Jem and how long he's been out, it's wise to take every single precaution there is. If he has a little problem with that knee and he feels something wrong with it, then there's no point risking him at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the transfer window slammed shut a couple of weeks ago, but the loan window has reopened. There was a couple of stories floating around this week. One I noticed was Chris Wood, New Zealand striker. Any chance you think that Steve Clark will dip into the loan market, or do you think it'd only do so if there was a massive injury?
Yeah, I don't get the impression he will. I think he's pretty happy with what he's got now and what he did in January. I'd be surprised, but you never know, do you? If suddenly an agent rings him up and he fancies it, then he might well go for it. But I'd be surprised. I mean, Chris Wood is just, he's been linked with every single sort of Championship club, isn't he? It's just an easy one. I think when Reading were linked with him, I think there was another sort of five teams linked with him as well. It's one of those ones, just throw as many Championship names into a single tweet as you can when linking a player to it. So I'd be surprised, especially now Yak's come in and Pav's playing well. And, you know, Steve Clark always says that he sees Nick Blackman as a striker. And I'd be surprised now if they'd just spend the wages on someone like him. Maybe if they were going for promotion, or maybe if they were genuinely worried about relegation, that they'd think it would be worth the money. But I think we'll stick with what we've got now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then time to just give some predictions then for the couple of games we've got coming up. Obviously, start with Derby on Saturday. This doesn't count for our official prediction league.
I'll probably get this one right then if it doesn't count.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah, need to turn the form around. In fairness, out of the last two games, the only one out of the four of us that got a result right in over eight games, Westy said we'd win at Wolves. He didn't get the score right, but the rest of us struck out. I think our clean sweep of wins at Leeds absolutely jinxed us. We really got to stop doing this. So right then, Derby.
I had one all at Wolves. I can't believe it. Danny Williams stuck that one in. Tempered my joy of jumping up in the press box when the ball hit in there, thinking I was actually going to get one right.
You were nearly there. You're more positive than most of us anyway. Right, Derby, how do you see it?
I'll tell you what, I am going to go for a Reading win.
Reading win? Bold.
I am going to go for a 2-1 Reading victory.
Okay. Again, just for fun, I will go for... I think Reading are going to sneak this one back to the Medeski. I'm going to go for a 1-1. and set up another midweek game. Can't get enough of those. Yeah. More importantly then, well, not more importantly, actually, in the context of the season, I think Saturday is the most important game we've got left. But I suppose if you are still worried about looking behind your shoulder, Wigan, a team that have... I mean, how has this happened? I mean, I've not paid too much attention, but I know they've lost a couple of big players, but they've just got into free fall this season. I thought they were almost nailed on to get promoted this season. The way they finished last year.
Absolutely. I thought I can't remember exactly where I predicted them to finish in my predictions at the start of the season, but it was definitely in the top six. And I mean, you sort of go back to Easter last year when they ripped Reading apart at the DW. What, that was April, just after they'd taken Arsenal to extra time in the semi-final. And I came away from that game thinking they were nailed on certainties to win the playoffs last year. They didn't obviously do that, but I thought they'd have another good crack at it this year. To see where they are is just staggering. I mean, what has happened there? I have no idea how they've managed to get themselves into this state. But they're just losing week in, week out now. And you think, I mean, confidence is at all time low. And if Reading have got to beat them on Tuesday now, they can't not take the points against a team that are struggling as much as that. Because the Leeds game left them looking over their shoulder nervously a little bit again. Just when you thought they'd given themselves breathing space, they go and lose to Leeds. And they can't afford to lose to another team below them next midweek. So, no, Reading have got to win, and I think they will. I'll say 2-0.
Yeah, Reading 15 points ahead of Wigan in the table at the moment. Wigan second from bottom, Blackpool, the only team below them. They're a team that's won just two away games all season, have only scored 12 goals and have shipped 25. So all signs point to a Wigan win. looking at that one. No, my only hesitation is that Wigan are a bit of a bogey team for us in recent years. I remember that game in the Premier League where they came and we were all excited about possibly staying up, and they stuffed us 3-0 and Pod got sent off. They obviously came and won, but they beat us twice last season, didn't they? So I'm a bit hesitant. Ugh. And I can't see Reading winning. I can't. I think it's going to be a draw. I'm going to go negative. Well, this is a preemptive strike, because that way I guarantee that we don't, if we all predict a win, you know what happens. So yeah. I'm going to say 1-1. You're going for a 2-0 win. We will get the thoughts of Westy and Johnny in the main edition of the podcast, which we're recording Sunday night. So you should have that ahead of your Monday morning commute. But Charles, what's coming up on Get Reading this week? Two big games, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's all match orientated at the moment. There's no time to breathe at the moment. It's one match finishes and attention's turned to the other. So plenty of that. Obviously, all the reaction from Saturday, then all the build-up to Tuesday, all the reaction after that, then all the build-up to Saturday. It's just football, football, football.
Excellent. And when are you going to be web-chatting this week?
Today, later on this afternoon, 1:30, as normal. It's always on a Friday now, all change.
Web chat Fridays, right.
Web chat Friday. Don't have the ring to web chat Wednesday, but it'll have to do.
Exactly. Right, well, that wraps it up. I said a very short show this week, and just hopefully we'll have an FA Cup win to talk about and some positive league news ahead of our chat next Friday. But Charles, in the meantime, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Dan.
Take care. Ta-da.
Speak later. Bye.
Get social with the boys.
Find them on Twitter
@ The Tarlhurst End
and facebook.com/ The Tarlhurst End.